Four, three, two, one. Ooh. It's your man DLP the Prince. This is the PBO show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment. Yo, we're doing a mid-season review right now. I should have had stopped and done one a little bit earlier, but we're gonna do a review right now, and it's a mid-season review we're going to do for the show Love Life. This is an absolutely amazing show. I am, like, highly addicted to this show. The show, like I said before in our first review of it, the show it's got a different perspective that it has for different seasons. So the first season's focus on this one lady's character and her life, her romantic life. It's all about, that's why the show's called Love Life. And I didn't really connect with that, you know what I'm saying, with that that season. But I discovered the show, you know saying, when I was just scrolling on Twitter and seeing a trailer for the show, and I didn't know until I like actually checked it out. I was like, oh, okay, so they did, like, they had a character that they started out with, and then as that person's life, you know saying, progressed, when she finally finished and found her person or whatever, it moved on to a different story. And that's how I, you know saying, got hooked on through the trailer for the season, that's now on. It focused on this character. His name is Marcus. This man is a fucking asshole. We're going to dive deeper into that when I finish the entire series. But, like, as of right now in the mid-season that we've gone so far, we, you know, do a little recap. You know, this man did not necessarily physically, like, cheat by actually having sex, you know, saying, with another woman while he was married. It was worse. And yes, this is actually worse. I feel like, you know how I feel about cheating. But if you were to seriously have an infatuation with a person on, like, a higher level that, like, you know, you are turning the shower on, turning the water in the sink on to drown out the sound of you emailing, you know saying, another person, you know, that's, you know saying, that's highly weird behavior. You know, you get to a point where you only are thinking of, you know saying, having a conversation with this other person that is not your wife. You know, you're literally infatuated with being able to go hang out with them and all this other stuff. Shit you could literally be doing with your wife. All the things you could actually go and do with your wife that you think that, like, hey, this is exciting, I'm going places and doing stuff. Like, you could be doing all of that with your wife. It's crazy. This show, it really, like, it's got all these different perspectives, and it's, I really connect with a lot of the shit. Marcus is black, and his wife Emily, she was, you know saying, she was white, and that was this almost a sugar cut version of a certain, like, demographic right now with, like, interracial couples that are out there, where on the black side, he may be probably embarrassed by being the, you know, the one person in the family that went, you know saying, dated outside their race, and then when it got married outside their race, for that demographic that knows that, like, maybe on their side of the family, maybe grandma ain't gonna be so cool with that. You know, the majority of all the, you know saying, all the black women in the family are not gonna be cool with that. So you like the black sheep of the family, you know? And that is a demographic out there that exists. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up, you know? Because if, you know what I'm saying, either side, when you don't have that connection, when there's that disconnect just because of who you are, it's not cool, you know? I don't talk about it much, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I got lucky. My parents, you know what I'm saying, they raised me right. And, you know, I don't, it's not something specifically. Like, I hate, like, me and other black men, we really fucking hate defending ourselves like we specifically did something, you know? And I don't look at it that way. You know, I'm happy where I'm at because, like, I was single for a long time. So, like, everybody had a shot. Everybody had a shot. That's all I ever really say about that. When I was you know saying, when I was single, I was single. You know saying, when I was, you know, people asked me, like, what I was looking for, I was looking for, you know saying, I was looking for love, the real deal. That's always what it's always been. Like, I never, like, even though I never was in a place where I, you know saying, could get women, I was never in that place. But even if I ever was, I know how I am. I have to have a connection with somebody, and this is something that's specific. They have, they're supposed to be like names for it, you know, so there's supposed to be something like specifically that you are, like, you can't have sex with a person without necessarily having a connection, and it's a real thing. People don't look at the energy that you bring in and that you put out when you just, you know, saying you're just having sex. Like, sex literally gives off a lot of energy. You can literally be taking in some evil fucking shit fucking around with somebody. You have no idea who they are. So I look at it like deeper than that. Like, I've always had, for me, I always had to know who that person is, know a little bit something about them. And it's just a smart thing to do, 'cause, like, you can't just be out here knocking them off and then be like, yo, did you know what I'm saying? And now you got a crazy one, or now you don't know what you don't know what you been caught, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what you've been passing around, shit like that. Like, some people really don't put a lot of thought into things until they get older, and then they be like, yo, I don't do this anymore. But, like, well, yeah, all the shit you did back then, you ain't so clean. I got some friends, they are lucky that they stopped when they stopped. They are lucky and fortunate. I had, you know what I'm saying, I had a buddy of mine, he used to do rounds out here. He used to be in the fucking car with this motherfucker. We go to this chick's house. This motherfucker, then he gonna take a stop over there. This chick's house. Like, hey, can you get out the room? Like, yo, man, y'all get on my fucking nerves, yo. I hated that shit, man. Like, yo, you know, what the fuck? What am I, what, like, what we hanging out for if we just over here just stopping at every chick's house so you can knock something off or get something? You know what I mean? I gotta, you know what I'm saying, I gotta sit outside. Like, that's some, you know, that's some bull. All I can think of is that. All I can think of is that little fucking meme. That little gif. That guy fucking drinking bleach, joking about throwing himself off the roof. Oh my God. Oh man. If we was doing a video episode of the podcast today, man, I would definitely have to cut that in the edit. I would have to edit that in there. I love that little gif, man. It's one. It fits for so many different things. I'll have to post it on my social media page, because it's literally one of my favorite gifs, man. It's actually got this guy. He's like, should I jump off the roof? Nah, I shouldn't jump off. I'm gonna jump off the roof. He goes, should I drink this bleach? Nah, I'm not gonna try. I'm just joking. I'm gonna drink the bleach. Oh my God. No, but this show, like, man, Marcus is really, he's fucked up. Like, the first episode really puts everything in perspective for the show. It sets everything up. And just my review on this show, man, like, literally, the writing is fucking amazing. Just how they're going through these different cycles of his life where he's dating, he's out there trying to find, trying to find that person. It keeps going back to this one person that he wants to be with, and Mia is the girl that he wants to be with. And goddamn, we're in the cusp of it now. We are in the cusp of it now. They finally get into a relationship. He finally, like a fucking man, said something. He said something to her, told her, like, hey, I like you. She said it back, like, hey, finally, we get Marcus and we get Mia. All is supposed to be good. Hell nah. Hell nah. Because Mia is a fucking nut. Like, literally, because of her mom and the shit that she's going through, and the psychological damage that shit did with her and her father. This whole story with her, I love the fact that they gave her like specific episode just to her. The writing is just that fucking good, where they just dive you into another character's life as well. As you're following Marcus, you're also living through some of these other people that just keep on adding to the story. All of this filler episode did was give you a deeper dive into who Mia is and what psychological damage has happened to her because of what her mom put her through, and then also what her father put her through. The memories were not great, and it's like it puts it in perspective for like what she went through. And it was, it also was like really good to see her kind of like have that moment with her dad where she like called him out on his shit. It's just the moment that the moment he had, he was trying to say he's trying to get his second chance, he just drops the ball. So like she's like, all right, it is what it is. And it's like, damn. It's like, all right, cool. And then what's this girl do? Calls Marcus. Doesn't answer. Fucking calls this other guy. You gotta be kidding me. I'm like, literally, like, I am like, it, like, Marcus is an asshole for some things that he's done, and you'll see it when you watch the show. But, like, yo, it really pisses you off that it's like, damn, you finally give us these two in a relationship. You finally give us these two, and this is what you do to us. You literally cheat already. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no build up to this cheating. She was just being bitchy because of like the shit she was going through with all this stuff. She's been taking care of her mom since she was little. And that shit is annoying. She's a kid, you know what I'm saying? She was a kid taking care of her fucking mom, Just a whirlwind of psychological damage, you know what I'm saying, that she's, basically been going through. But like now, all of that shit is affecting her judgment, and it goes. They actually set this whole episode up right in the beginning. In the beginning, as they're talking about their relationship, how he's good and all this stuff, she's like, Marcus is pretty much perfect boyfriend. And then it says, maybe too perfect. I was like, damn, they just set it up right there. I knew as soon as I seen that shit, as soon as they said it, I was like, they already didn't set it up. This bitch gonna cheat. Because the relationship is too good. And there are people out there like that. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if you are one of those people, you are a fucking monster. You are a fucking monster. If your relationship is going well, your relationship is going well. That's it. There's no secret answer. There's no code. There's nothing else. If your relationship is going well, that's it. Your relationship is going well. It's not supposed to be like, hey, we need to have a fight right now. Like, no, you're weird. There are people out there like that, though. And it's fucking crazy that y'all demons exist. Because y'all are monsters. Y'all are psychological monsters. Because y'all will also fuck the relate. Like, the way this shit ended, like, she did it in a way, like, she made him just go kind of like, are you fucking serious? Like, are you fucking serious? I finally get what I want, and then I lose it after being good? And he has no idea that she cheated. He has no idea. She literally is letting him believe that the relationship is just over because he just, you know what I'm saying? He just, it ain't working for her and he don't get her. Like, it's psychological damage she's doing to this bro. Because, like, he had a whole other chick that was, I mean, yo, when I say that this dude is a fucking asshole, he had a whole woman that he hooked up with. This woman was beautiful. She was there, like, for him. Like, you know what I mean? She was there. When this nigga started having erectile dysfunction, she did whatever she could to help this nigga. That is love. You feel like that is like his shit was like limp as a motherfucker, and he said he tried everything. They was trying everything, and his shit was just like not working. I shit you not, this motherfucker is in the shower thinking of everything he could, and then he started thinking of Mia, and his shit started working. And old girl walked in on him and said, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And that's how that shit ended. I was like, yo, you are a fucking asshole. So it's hard at the same time to feel bad for Marcus in this show, because he's really a fucking asshole. Like, the first episode puts everything in perspective for him, where, like, it's okay that a lot of good things don't happen for him because of what he did. Like, maybe there was a disconnect with him and his wife, but that was his wife, not his girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got married, nigga. Y'all could have, you know what I'm saying, figured some shit out while you was in a relationship. You went and got fucking married. No one told him to fucking ask her to marry him. So when he had this whole thing with Mia, he realized only when the door closed with him and Mia that he had fucked up. It was only when the door closed, though. So that puts everything in perspective right there. This nigga only was like, yo, I do love my wife. I do care about her. Like, I never was thinking about somebody else. And when this nigga got home, old girl saw all those fucking emails and all the text messages and shit. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm out. Because, like, yo, he deserved to lose that marriage. Like, psych, like, you know saying, right in the beginning we're talking about, like, the, you know saying, the cheating aspect. He never had sex with Mia, but he did worse. It would have almost have been better if he had just had fucked Mia than to do what he did. He was constantly putting together this little relationship with Mia while he was married the whole time. You know what I'm saying? He was practically subpar going on dates and everything. Hell, he had a moment where he could have had sex with Mia. And luckily, he chose to go home. You know, that just, and that was the, that was, if there was a moment that he was going to have sex, though, that was pretty much his moment. Mia would have let him have, you know, saying would have had let him have it that night. But luckily, he did the right thing. He took his ass home, even though you had no business being where you was at in the first place, though, Playboy. That was fucked up. There's no wait. There's no ifs, and, or buts about that shit. That shit was fucked up. He had no business doing any of the shit that he's been doing. So, like, yo, this is the mid-season review, man. I'm getting ready to get back into it. I'm actually surprised that they actually had pumped out, more episodes that they did. We'll be back to, finish the, you know, saying finish and give you the full review, man. So till next time, man, I love you guys. You know, keep on sharing the podcast around, share this with your friends, man. Love Life, it's on HBO Max. Go check it out, man. All right, till next time, peace.